Welcome to Mentally Untabled Adventures, Episode 13, The Quiet Year, Dungeon World Part 1.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
So our Dungeon World game, episodes 1 through 6, if you listen to that, you know the town of Steinstein didn't end up in a very good place at the end, so we decided to play a game of Avery McDonald's The Quiet Year to see how the next year went for that little town before the PCs show back up and mess things up again. So, sorry about the dog and kids. It's my house, not a recording studio. What do you expect? Enjoy the show.
Alright, so, luckily this book contains a lot of sections that I'm just supposed to read to you out loud. This is a map drawing game. For a long time, we were at war with the jackals. Now, finally, we've driven them off, and we're left with this, a year of relative peace. One quiet year with which to build our community up and learn again how to work together. Come winter, the frost shepherds will arrive, and we might not survive the encounter. This is when the game will end, but we don't know about that yet. What we know is that right now, in this moment, there is an opportunity to build something. So, in our particular case, instead of the jackals, it is the rain of fire from the sky that has decimated this town.
Whoops. You did that to them?
So let's start by familiarizing ourselves with our tools.
I did not do that to them.
As far as the community is concerned.
Right.
Yes, you did. popular legend has it.
And these guys are not saying a word.
They are not going to change that.
Right, you can.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just
going
to write.
Somebody's a druid sickle. Let's start by familiarizing ourselves with our tools. This is our map. Says point to the black page.
Nice. That's well put together.
Before playing, we'll establish some of the landscape. As we play, we'll update the map to reflect new discoveries, conflicts, and opportunities. Parts of the map will be literal cartography. Other parts will be symbolic. We'll try to avoid writing words on it, though common symbols are fine. Throughout the game, we'll all be responsible for drawing on this map. It's fine to draw poorly or crudely, but all of us are going to draw.
All right.
These our project dice. When our community starts a project, we'll place one on the map to note how many weeks it will take to finish. Each week, they tick down by one. When a die reaches zero, the project is complete. These are contempt tokens. They represent any tension and frustration that might arise in the community. This is the summary card. It'll remind us what to do each week. This is the summary card. It'll remind us what to do each week, and I'll flip this open when we start to play. It'll remind us what to do each week, the quiet year, and in what order. So we have spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades. King of Spades is drawn, the game will be over. It could come at any time during the winter. I've shuffled it in to the bottom of the pile. I do not know where it is. But they are stacked in suit order, starting with spring. We all have two roles to play in this game. The first is to represent the community at a bird's eye level and to care about its fate. The second is to dispassionately introduce dilemmas as scientists conducting an experiment. The Quiet Year asks us to move in and out of these two roles. We don't embody specific characters nor act out scenes. Instead, we represent currents of thought within the community. When we speak or take action, we might be representing a single person or a great many. If we allow ourselves to care about the fate of these people, the quiet year becomes a richer experience and serves as a lens for understanding communities in conflict. We'll also be presented with opportunities to introduce new issues for the community to deal with. This will often happen when we draw cards or use the Discover Something New action. By dispassionately introducing dilemmas and then returning to our other role as representatives of the community, we create tension and make the community's success feel real. If there's an issue you struggle with in real life, like whether violence is ever justified, introduce situations that call it into question. Before the game begins, we must establish some facts about the community and what its surroundings are like. We begin with a brief discussion. 2 minutes at most, of the general terrain and habitat of the area. This can be as simple as someone saying, how about a community in a rocky desert? And everyone else nodding in agreement. At this point, each of us should introduce one detail about the local terrain. When we introduce our detail, we then sketch our contribution on the map. These sketches should be rough and simple, leaving lots of blank space for additions during play. The community itself should be fairly large on the map, perhaps occupying a third of the sheet, unless otherwise stated. Assume the community has 60 to 80 members. So.
Not nearly the bustling metropolis that Steinstein used to be.
Yeah. 60 members left? After that's, oh, jeez.
Those that were not killed in the cataclysm, many of them then fled.
Yeah, that's what you got.
And why wouldn't you?
Right.
Turn the machine.
Have we started that, or are we still going?
I think we're sort of in the process of doing that now. So, right now we need to introduce our details
roll
to the map. So,
I think that it should be at the foothills or the base kind of a mine.
Okay.
I like the mountain backdrop to all Steinstein. Right.
So if we have...
Just imagine, like, the fire pouring down the mountain and just standing in the background.
So if we have the city being roughly here-ish, that seem big enough to everybody? Roughly a third-ish?
Yeah.
So then, since you're wanting to establish something that is sort of outside
the
city...
Is that okay with you guys? That there's a mountain background?
We do not get input on your detail.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally putting mountain background.
Huh?
Can I have these?
Yes.
Have we established north, south, east, west?
Just let's presume north. Yep.
Okay.
North is up.
Yep. So if you want to draw a little compass row in the corner, go
have
right
ahead.
Have
we?
Have one, just because.
Have we determined what hemisphere this is in?
The only things that we know about the geography is somewhere far north there are ice-covered mountains in which the ice trolls, or the ice spirits were defeated.
Yes.
And it was unseasonably
cold.
They were expecting it to be frosty and cold up that far in the mountains where they eventually went, but at the entrance to the cave where they came out, it was not supposed to be covered in snow at that time of year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it is, at the very least, somewhat temperate.
So I'm seeing this as kind of like a lonely mountain scenario, almost. Nevertheless, the mountain's going to be on the west.
Mountains to the west.
If this is the scale, I mean the mountain is going to be really, really large.
Are you talking like a mountain range or like a single mountain?
There's like a large mountain, but even a town at the base of a mountain would be quite...
Right, so at this point you would sort of switch to sort of a more symbolic and just sort of draw like a mountain over there.
Okay.
More of a cartography sort of thing.
Is it a volcano?
No, I was not picturing it as a volcano.
Snowcap?
Yeah, it'd be tall, so... So snowcapped.
Okay. Your detail. Keep the paper moving around.
Well, I see the whole mountain, you know, it's at the foot of a mountain, and I get that, but I would see more mountains as well. The large mountain in a string of foothills and also forest.
Okay.
So the tallest you die while you're
forest
taking a cramp
foothills.
Hill and...
Then all of a sudden this one huge peak.
Didn't I do that up at the north, though?
I don't know. I wasn't there that night.
Okay, in the north!
I think we were still fairly north when that horrid sort of detail happened.
Yep. A little ways, yep.
And those are trees, by the way.
All right.
Yep, I get it.
Scattered trees and lower peaks.
Every time
now
in
like
water.
The foothills of the...
yes, is there water nearby?
Like that.
Yes. We have the blue pen as well.
The river runs through it.
Yes, yep. The river does.
We've got green pen, red pen. The reason I have this multicolored set of pens in this binder.
Just gonna squiggly
yes,
it.
Downstairs, there's water up here. Downstairs, there's 3 2-liters. We can also introduce details about what's left of the town,
mm-hmm.
What buildings have survived, things like
that. How many
that.
Times are we going around to do this?
Just the once for the start, and then after that we start getting into drawing things. So... And if we feel like, and we can, I mean, we don't have to just limit it to the one time, though. Like, if we feel like we need more details, like, I know I'll probably draw, like, even not as adding something, but just in the center of town, there is the glacier with the Z's in it. That's just a known thing that we just need to make sure
it's on there.
Right.
A road, perhaps.
This, even before there was a town here, this was just kind of the natural way that migratory patterns went with animals, humans caught on. It's a very established path for moving goods.
All right.
Perhaps even the way we came down from the road.
Town Square.
Is the Y ready?
Huh? No, it was just like a little shiny piece. Oh. Iridescentness. So, alright, so we've got a river coming down through the foothills. We've got a very natural road. We've got the giant mountain over here to the west. I feel like we're going to establish. I'm going to have the temple.
The temple. Which temple?
Zathina. Okay. This was one of the buildings that did not collapse during the event.
A point of order. Yes. Is the person sickle on the location that used to be the Thieves Guild?
No. It is pretty much in the dead center of town.
It's just, okay.
Because the Thieves Guild got destroyed.
Well, no, I know. That's. I'm saying it used to be the Thieves Guild. I'm asking if right. That's where the person's...
Well, I mean, you're talking about the gambling hall, right?
Well, right. Where we destroyed...
Right, but you, right. Horribly. No, that is elsewhere in town, but you did teleport elsewhere underneath the town, and it turns out that location was actually almost dead center under the central square.
Perfect.
This temple of Zathina?
Yes.
Was that originally their temple, or did they take it over after the meteor fire shower?
That's a good question.
And then just, hey, look, it survived, and we're going to lay claim to it.
That is an excellent question.
It was a temple of Baal.
I want to say that it was previously existing. This is one of the reasons why they have emerged as a power.
Because their temple, followers were already there.
Right, their temple did not get crushed. They have been able to use that as a
museum. Venus smiled on them.
That's right.
I would like to establish something else.
Absolutely. This is a great time. If you have other things you would like to add now, we will leave it open to optional additions before we continue on.
Just to the north,
yep,
a much smaller structure of pilgrimage has been erected to come and visit the person sickle. Because,
what's yeah. this? Yep, that definitely...
Because what is that?
Why is he...
Last piece.
Alright. Then it's time for bed, okay?
Okay.
Anybody else feel like they have anything else they need to add? There will be more added as we go through the deck.
But. Just as a continuation, it is not any denomination or it's a pilgrimage.
The worshippers of the Z.
It's like the visitor center.
You are not getting your own kind of religion.
We're gonna call it Woa.
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 So, next we each must declare an important resource for the community. Something that we might have in either abundance or scarcity. Clean drinking water, protection from predators, adequate shelter, food. Just because we have water doesn't mean it's good. But at this point we're not deciding if it's good or bad, we're just deciding what are the things that are important to the community at this point. So just write them down, leaving room next to them for us to denote.
Salt.
Specifically salt.
Okay.
From the mountains.
Mountain salt. Yeah, presumably.
Do we have an abundance or is
We haven't decided that.
We don't have to.
This is what's important, either because of its scarcity or because of its excess.
Got it. So we just name an object.
Right. We just need resources. Resources that are important to the community for one reason or another.
I was going
to
go minerals, but I decided to go a little bit more
narrow
with it.
Well, lumber is far too obvious.
Not necessarily.
It could be important because you have it.
Well,
and more importantly, you don't because everything is busted and we got to rebuild.
Right. We're trying to rebuild an entire community here. That seems like a good one.
I think I will go with that. Lumber.
I had also considered lumber.
I'm all about the trees for some reason. I don't know.
Zuthina must have something in affinity there.
I don't know.
But you're the one that made it up.
I know, but I really didn't think that much about it.
That's the best part.
That's a job for later, right?
That's right. You can always just add to it.
It's a cross between Zeus and Athena.
It doesn't need batteries. You just squeeze the bulb.
Able-bodied adults.
Or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about picking a gender, but then I decided that would just be...
able-bodied women.
All right.
I mean, you know, it could go either way. I mean, you could have men.
Yep, able-bodied adults.
But able-bodied adults is...
Yep, that's fair.
You might have just a crap ton of kids. Mm-hmm. Or you might have a crap ton of old people.
The people that were not strong enough to flee.
Right.
Religious zealots.
Yes.
Mm. Are religious zealots a resource?
Oh, to the right person they could be.
Fair enough.
I'm going to put water.
Because I'm boring.
Because I'm boring.
All right.
Can I add another one?
No.
Okay.
Not at the moment. Because as a group, we now need to choose at least one of these to be in abundance.
Religious zealots.
That seems like a good one.
Well, everybody's pilgriming.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I agree with that.
So even though the population is like 80,
there's people here all the time.
Coming and going.
Which means that we have a shortage of water, able-bodied adults, lumber, and salt. So as things progress, one of the things we might need to begin figuring out why, maybe. Why do we have trouble with water when there is a river? What do we need the salt for? Things like that. So.
Careful.
The basic unit of play in the Quiet Year is the week. Each week is a turn taken by one player, with play proceeding clockwise around the table. Weeks should take on average 2 to 3 minutes to complete. During each week, the following things happen. The active player draws a card, reads the relevant text aloud, and resolves it. They follow all the bold text. Project dice are reduced by 1, and any finished projects are updated. The active player then chooses to take an action, either discover something new, hold a discussion, or start a project. As there are 52 cards, there are 52 weeks. We won't necessarily get to play all of them. The Frost Shepherds could arrive any time during the winter. Most cards have 2 options to choose from, separated by an or divider. Pick the option that you find the most interesting and fitting, and read the text aloud. The card might ask you a question. Bring bad news or create new opportunities. Many cards have specific rules attached to them, which are written in bold text. If you drew the card, it's up to you to make the decision that the card requires. If the card asks you a question, think about whether your answer could be represented on the map somehow. If it fits, update the map to reflect the new information. For example, if the card asks you about the sleeping quarters of the community, you might end up drawing a row of tents near the edge of the forest. Unless your card specifically told you otherwise, in bold text, the next step is to reduce each project die on the map by 1. If a project reaches 0, the die gets removed and the project is completed. Whoever started the project gets to tell everyone how it turns out, and update the map to reflect the completion. If the project finishes early because a card says that a project finishes early in bold text, it is instead the responsibility of the active player to tell everyone how it turned out and update the map. So, if your card bold text had you place a project die on the map just a moment ago, that die doesn't reduce during this week. It's just now getting underway. When a project gets completed, it is assumed that it went successfully and is beneficial to the community. In some cases, it might make more sense to have an investigative project and with a hope dispelled. Even in these cases, a completion of a project should always feel like a step forward, not backward. This doesn't always mean the whole community is happy with the results, though. Discovering something new. One of the action types is discover something new. Introduce a new situation. It might be a problem, an opportunity, or a bit of both. Draw that situation onto the map. Drawing should be small and simple, smaller than an inch, finished within 30 seconds. Whenever things seem too controlled or easy, we can use this action to introduce new issues and new dilemmas. When individual characters get introduced, we'll give them names and record those names on our index card. Some example situations: there's a dried up well located at the edge of town. Many wolves have been slinking around in the woods. There's a broken down water wheel a mile upstream. Strange wailing noises coming from the forest at night. A self-declared prophet arrives.
You can just sell it.
I can't see that going nasty.
You can hold a discussion. Another of the action types is hold a discussion. You choose to open with a question or declaration. Starting with you and going clockwise, everyone gets to weigh in once, sharing a single argument comprised of one or two sentences. If you opened with a question, you get to weigh in last. If you opened with a declaration, that's it for you. A discussion never results in a decision or a summation process. Everyone weighs in, and then it is over. This is how conversations work in communities. They are untidy and inconclusive affairs.
That's true.
Let's have a meeting.
Exactly.
We'll put this in a committee.
We're going to set up a conference call for 2:00.
Each discussion should be tied to a situation on the map. When a discussion ends, mark the situation it is attached to with a small dot. Some example conversations could include, should we retaliate against the bikers? Or, if leading with a declaration, we should abstain from retaliation or violence. Could we use the school bus as a sleeping area for the village children? It's important that we stay concise. If any of us feel like we have more to say on a topic, we can always hold another discussion about it at a later point. You can also start a project. The final action type is start a project. You choose a situation and declare what the community will do to resolve it. There is no consultation about this idea. The community simply begins work. Some example projects: we're converting the mineshaft into a cold food storage, we're killing those wolves, we're going to sacrifice a newborn on the night of the full moon to appease the windwalkers. As a group, quickly decide how many weeks the project could reasonably take to complete. Minimum 1, maximum 6. Remember that you're a small community. It isn't easy or quick to build a house or repair a water wheel. Do you have the necessary tools and expertise to do this? Be generous with your assumptions, but do remember that scarcity and difficulty are the norm. If a project would reasonably take longer than 6 weeks to complete, it will need to be completed in stages. Place a die on the map wherever the project is taking place, with the die face matching the number of weeks it will take to complete. At the start of the game, we have one resource in abundance and at least that many in scarcity. These lists serve as guides for interpreting the health of the community. Throughout play, we'll update the list to reflect changes in our circumstances whenever we feel it's appropriate to do so. Maybe the completion of a project alleviates a scarcity or creates an abundance. Some weekly cards will also alter these lists. Discovering something new lets us introduce new situations and dilemmas to the game. Hold a discussion lets us talk about the state of the map and the community. Start a project lets us solve our problems and grow. By respecting this division of purpose, we make sure each week involves making important decisions. It's important that we respect the purpose and balance of the three types of actions. We shouldn't use discover something new to skirt our problems by conveniently encountering the very supplies we lack. We shouldn't hold a discussion about a situation we haven't even mentioned or introduced yet. Then there is contempt. If you ever feel like you weren't consulted or honored in the decision-making process, you can take a piece of contempt and place it in front of you. This is your outlet for expressing disagreement or tension. If someone starts a project that you don't agree with, you don't get to voice your objection or speak out in turn. You are instead invited to take a piece of contempt. Contempt will generally remain in front of the player until the end of the game. It will act as a reminder of past contention. Its primary role is as a social signifier. In addition, you can discard it back into the center of the table in two ways: by acting selfishly and by diffusing tension. If you ever want to act selfishly to the known detriment of the community, you can discard a contempt token to justify your behavior. You decide whether your behavior requires justification. This will often trigger others taking contempt tokens in response. If someone else does something that you greatly support that would mend relationships and rebuild trust, you can discard a contempt token to demonstrate how they have justified past and diffused past tensions. In playing the Quiet Year, we must refrain from freewheeling discussion about what to do next. There are specific mechanics in the game for discussing community issues and demonstrating our displeasure. When we play, we won't speak out of turn or attempt to circumnavigate the mechanics. The rules work to demonstrate how difficult it is to engage the entire community in conversation, and how tension and disagreement tend to linger across weeks or even months. We'll also be careful to avoid character narratives. In the Quiet Year, character will likely emerge who we identify with. Well, they'll have names. They'll be tied into interesting situations on the map. The game will falter, however, if we try to use these mechanics to tell a story about any one of these individuals. As much as possible, we should keep the focus of the game on the community's wants and needs, and the ways the decisions get made about them. We should use named characters to support that larger bird's-eye view, and not the other way around. At the beginning of the game, we'll only have a basic sketch of the landscape. From this humble place, a rich tapestry will emerge. How? And at what pace? The cards of spring will ask us a lot of questions, which will establish more about the landscape and the inner workings of our community. We should use spring to become familiar with the mechanics and structure of the game. There won't necessarily be a lot of tension or conflict during spring, and this is fine. In summer, larger threats and greater progress will both emerge. We'll begin to define our community through our actions, and some seeds of discontent will likely be sown. In autumn, danger and failure become visible and serious. This will be the most trying season. In winter, the community will continue its work in preparation. As the players, we continue with the dramatic irony of knowing that the Frost Shepherds could arrive at any moment. If ever the map feels lacking, or the community seems to have domesticated the world around it, we can introduce new dilemmas. What happens when a child murders his mother? What happens when someone screws up and it costs us a food supply?
It's a pretty big jump from killing your mom to messing up the food supply. Jeez.
So, question.
Yes.
Are we actually introducing the Frost Shepherds into our other game?
No. When we reach the Frost Shepherds
is everybody that is, coming.
That
to
is
the,
game start.
Okay.
That is season 2 opener.
Excellent. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Unless we want to make the Frost Shepherds a thing.
Right. So, you'll be going first.
Yay! And...
So, each week, the active player draws a card and interprets it, follows all the bold instructions. Project dice are then removed, and then he takes an action.
Maybe having religious zealots wasn't such draws a bad idea for
us. Follows bold instructions. Are these the bold instructions, or is there something else?
There might not be. So, like, see how these have
oh,
bold.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, no. Spring probably doesn't have any, because it's spring. Oh, yeah.
I don't have that one. Yep. Okay.
So, you get to decide which of the two or statements we get to go with.
I am absolutely going with a young boy starts digging in the ground and discovers something unexpected. He was out on a hunting trip.
Okay.
With his father.
Okay. What has he discovered that is unexpected?
At the foothills of the mountain. That is a diamond.
Ooh.
Ooh. He doesn't necessarily know what it is, but it's really pretty. And he's taking it home.
All right.
So...
Project dice get reduced, and now you get to take an action.
What do you mean by project dice get reduced?
So if we don't if have a project had been started.
Right, so if we had a project out here, we would turn it down. I just want to get in the habit of card, project dice, yep.
right.
Action. At this point, you can pass the spring sheet to and we give him his card, and while you think about your action...
Pre-read if you want to.
Just don't start doing anything about it yet. You're just sort of allowing yourself to pre-read the two choices so you can decide which one you want to go with while he thinks about his action.
This is right after the...
So this is very close after the cataclysm. You're still in the very early days. There are probably still fires burning in places.
Smoldering chunks of rock.
Yep.
I'm going to go with, for 2 weeks, the community is starting a farming project, planting.
What are you doing?
Here.
She says she's murdering.
Okay. So I should update the map with, like, a field?
No, you don't get to update the map yet because the project isn't completed. Also, you propose the project, but we have to discuss how long it'll take.
Oh, okay. Well, so I propose that they're starting to plant grain.
So we're attempting to establish fields south of town to provide food. How long does everybody feel like that should take?
Well, the question that I have is, there was a community here before, so obviously they had some food source. So are the fields already there, and it's just a matter of us going out and planting in them?
That seems likely.
Or was it completely wrecked and we have to start from scratch?
That seems likely.
It's not a scarce object, so I'd say we just...
I would say the fields were already there. It's just a matter of going out and...
2 weeks seems perfectly
reasonable.
Moving
some rocks or something. Yeah,
right, maybe some debris, so, yeah. But yep.
Pick rocks, plow fields, plant grain.
The thing is with the lack of lumber and stuff, we have...
And also the lack of able-bodied adults.
That is true.
It could take, like, three. Might be better.
Well, it depends on how big the field is.
Yeah. I mean,
how big is the field to feed 80?
What would you consider probably an acre or two?
At least. That I don't know.
I mean, back in the farming day, one person with their horse or whatever could cover 3-4 acres themselves. I mean, pretty easily. I don't know. 2 weeks, to me...
Yeah, I like 2 weeks.
Based on background, I feel like it's an okay time.
Seems reasonable. All
right, I'm okay with that.
All right.
Okay. Where does everyone sleep? Who is unhappy with this arrangement and why? Those in the town that had money that did not leave are sleeping here in the temple.
Okay.
That's like 4 people. Because everybody else that had money
left.
Because they could. And these 4, okay, we have an opportunity here. We're going to be the ones with the money. Therefore, we're going to be the ones with the power.
They're the bootstrap kind of.
And they are living in the Temple of Zuthina.
So where's everybody else sleeping then?
Tents.
Right, scattered or?
You know, is there a tent city somewhere?
Right, tent village.
Where in town is it?
It is halfway between... The pilgrimage site,
okay.
and the cathedral.
And in general, the people in the tent village are not happy about
they
that?
They are really kind of not happy.
All right. Go ahead and pass the sheet over to...
Okay.
And you get to take your action. Oh, wait. Project dice get reduced.
Mm-hmm.
You make a week's worth of progress on
Yay,
the fields.
Let's go fields.
You are going to start a project as well?
Yes, I am. It's going to be a housing project. They don't want to live in tents. They are going to build 2 community housing.
Like longhouses?
Yes.
Mud huts? With our shortage of lumber?
Lumber and stone.
Stone?
There should be plenty of rubble.
Right. And there would be stone. There's a mountain right there.
And we do have lumber available. It's just not cut down yet.
Temporary right now until we can get the resources flowing?
Well, the tents are really temporary. Yeah. This is going to be something intermediate between here and people actually building their own homes. Building a house like that is probably going to take longer than 6 weeks.
I would say it's...
So not, give it a 3-week erect the outside structure?
I was going to give it like a 3-week clear the rubble and gather materials.
That could
be... Well, you got to clear the site. You got to build, like... I guess what I'm envisioning is a rock foundation up about, 4 or 5 foot, and then a wood roof over the top.
Okay. So let's give it... let's give it three...
3 stages, about... Three, well, the first one would be about 3 weeks to get everything cleared, get the sites cleared. Probably 4 or 5 weeks for the stone.
That'll be the next project. All we have to worry about is step 1 right now. So
3 weeks.
Step 1, clear the site for a new housing development.
In the same place?
Okay. Nope, it's going to be further south, right on the other side of the river for easy access to the fields.
Yep, and the road.
Assuming that everybody would like to work, that makes sense.
Right.
I buy that.
Mr.
So
your card.
I got the Queen of Hearts.
Yep, so you get to choose either of the 2 things listed under Q.
What's the most hideous thing in this area? There's going to be a very large crater hole right
that
here.
That runs right through the river.
Which is what's causing our problems with water at the source. It's filling, and there's sulfur getting into it, or some kind of contaminant, I'll say. But it's making the water taste like crap and be unhealthy.
All the water downstream of the crater is
bad.
Foul.
It goes right past our fields.
Yep.
Yep. Unfortunate. Yes.
But the thing that is, the sulfur doesn't necessarily seep through the soil.
True.
It's not necessarily sulfur.
Yeah. Well, right.
It just smells really
it's
bad.
Foul. It smells foul. Yeah. We don't know with what.
Bodies.
Could be. Or the
dead moose.
Meteor.
Right. Magic plague.
So then I
there's dead nieces everywhere.
All right, reduce projects.
Ooh,
zero. So I pick now?
Nope.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I say, yeah, he gets to pre-draw and start reading.
Does he...
So you have to draw the field because you started that project and it did not finish early for any weird reason. So you get to draw the successful completion of the fields.
Fields.
Can I ask a question about a previous thing to figure out since time has passed?
You mean about something that was established before we started playing?
Or? No, just when we started playing.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the discovery of the diamonds.
Yep.
Does the kid tell others?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think we've resolved that yet.
Okay, so...
It's just sort of hanging out there.
Well, so if I hold a discussion...
Yeah.
...about the diamonds...
Then that would establish the how that works, yeah.
So I guess he's holding a discussion, and the question is, what about the diamonds?
So did somebody, I mean, my question would be, did the boy tell about the diamonds?
Or your question could be, what do we do with the diamonds?
Well, we don't know that everybody knows about the
diamonds. Well, you could
I think that's what you're saying now.
If you say, what are we going to do about the diamonds, then yes, he did.
Okay.
Then obviously people
So
know.
Then what are we going to do about the diamonds?
Well, the logical thing to do with them would be to trade for things that we need.
The church will send a contingent immediately to secure the site. We must use them for the good of the community.
We do have those. Wait, can my statements conflict? Yes, they can, because it's whoever's purpose.
Right, yeah. You're coming from whatever angle you want to. If you think there's a group that you think is going to feel a certain way about this, feel free to express their opinion if you don't feel like they're being represented.
Okay, fair enough. We need to determine their worth in trade and establish trade of these diamonds for the things that we need.
I think it's unwise to give control of the diamonds to the church. I think they should be used for the community good, but they were found by the boy and his family. They belong to him.
Says the boy's dead. Well played.
Tensions brew.
Well played.
I think.
And that's so that. That's it.
No.
Oh, no. He led with a question. You get to make one final statement.
All right. And then that's it.
Yeah. All right.
We need to bring in labor to extract the diamonds before we make any decent decisions.
Well, are there children in your community? If there are, what is the role in the community? Oh, there are children. There are orphans. There are people who just had kids, didn't like them, left town, and left the kids in this hole called Schneidstein. I wouldn't say half of them are children, but probably about a third of our numbers are children.
Okay.
Between, like, anywhere from...
Like 24.
Yeah, from 3 years old up to, you know, mid-teens.
Oh, God.
Okay, so each week. So discover something new, hold a discussion, or start a project, right?
First.
Oh, we got fields.
Yeah, we've got fields.
We're working on a house.
Four rich people in the Church of the Zenith.
I was going to ask if we had something to write on.
You want the dice? The religious zealots are taking some of the materials to build a stockade around the Iceman.
Nice. Three weeks.
3 weeks.
Is this just the? Is that area cleared already?
Yeah, it was kind of the town square.
They're building a fence.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, they're building a fence.
It's about 8 feet tall and with pointy tops. It's
very large fence.
It's definitely meant
it's a frontier fort.
Wait. So it needs crafting and stuff. I would argue for 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Based on the fact that it's tall and needs some sort of crafting with... I mean, if you're going to do pointy peaks and stuff, I would argue a little extra time. Mm-hmm.
And we also have the other project that the majority of the people that are involved in...
Yeah, but they're... he said the religious zealots are doing it.
Yeah, okay, that's four people.
Four of them.
No, that's the rich people. These are like the religious zealots that are...
That are at
that
the
we have side. An abundance of.
Right. The abundance of zealots.
Yeah. Never mind, didn't say no.
If you tell a religious zealot to sharpen sticks in the name of their religious idol...
Why the hell are they not helping us build houses?
Because they have
other plans.
Yeah. Bastards.
An old piece of machinery is discovered. Cursed and dangerous.
Oh no! I thought the thing was destroyed!
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.